Just ask any lefty, it is a right-handed world. Only 1 out of 10 people is a southpaw, which has fascinated people for centuries. But scientists are only beginning to figure out why some people are left-handed. Now, a new study provides an important clue. NPR's Richard Knox reports.
Daniel Geschwind is right-handed, but he's always wondered if he was destined to be left-handed.
When I played guitar, it was interesting. I pick with the right hand, and I'm very bad at picking, but I'm very fast with my left hand. So I actually think that my fine motor skills in my left hand are superior to my right. And it may be that my grandmother changed me.
By forcing him to use his right hand. But Geschwind is in a position to find out whether he's truly a lefty. He's a UCLA neuroscientist. So he set out to ask the question,
do the differences between left and right-handed brains have a genetic component or a strong environmental component? Can we pick up a genetic component? And we were able to do so, which was really exciting.
Geschwind's group started with a curious fact. Right-handed people have lopsided brains. The left side is bigger. Lefties' brains are more symmetrical. Geschwind measured those differences in nearly 140 pairs of adult twins. It turns out that when twins are both right-handed, their brains are asymmetrical, as expected. But among the pairs in which at least one twin was left-handed, Geschwind found something surprising.
If you look at the brain structure of the left-handed twin and the right-handed twin in those twin pairs with at least one left-hander, both of the brains tended towards symmetry, so that you have a chance of being left-handed and a chance of being right-handed.
Geschwind says this means there's a gene or collection of genes that cause a person to be right-handed. But people who don't inherit the right-handed genes can go either way. For them, environmental influences, either in the uterus or after birth, are much more important. The findings appear in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Jordan Grafman, a brain researcher at the National Institutes of Health, says the study is a new take on the old debate about nature versus nurture.
Both are influential, and both account for some variation in who we are as individuals. But you can be more towards nature, more towards nurture, depending on how your brain develops and your heritability.
The finding also helps explain why right-handers are almost always strongly right-handed, but left-handers often are ambidextrous to some degree. They may write with their left hands, but do many other things with their right hands. Or the other way around, like right-hander Geschwind and his guitar picking.
What we're seeing, in a way, is more flexible, more malleable. The structure seems to be under less genetic control. What that means in terms of thinking flexibility and behavioral flexibility, in terms of function, we don't really know. But there must be some advantage to being left-handed, because left-handers have been relatively constant in the population as long as recorded history.
Advantages like a talent for art, building things, making music, or navigating. But there are disadvantages, too. Lefties have a higher risk of autism, stuttering, and perhaps dyslexia. Still, Grafman thinks left-handers are important to the human species.
Whereas right-handers, because their genetic repertoire is more predictable and somewhat more limited, they're necessary for our species, but it's absolutely the case that they may not provide the variation in behaviors or ideas, potentially, that you could argue left-handers might.
Grafman, by the way, is not left-handed, but he's not entirely right-handed either. While he writes with his right hand, he bats left-handed. Richard Knox, NPR News, Boston.